Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amaya. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I was calling. I had called last week to get my PIN number changed because I couldn't remember it, and they told me 1894 was the first or the last two of my my date of birth. And I waited 24 hours, and it's still saying invalid law. So I didn't know if I need to, I guess, have it reset again.
You would need to call the inquiry line, ma'am, after 5 p.m. today.
Okay.
Wait, let me ask somebody. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to give me a response back. So they gave you that last two of your social security number and your birth, and the last two, your birthday year?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to put inquiry. And it still didn't work?
No, ma'am. I'm on it right now. It says invalid login attempt. Please confirm username and PIN.
Okay, I'm waiting for somebody to send me a text back.
Okay.
When's the last time you did your weekly certification, or are you trying to do it?
No, ma'am. I'm not trying to do it. I'm trying to get the information for my taxes.
When was your claim filed, ma'am? Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine, honey. This is from 19 and 20.
When was the claim filed? When did you file your claim?
No, honey. See, but I'm trying to get my 1099 for my tax information. Yes, ma'am. And they told me I just needed to log in and I could print it off myself or just get the information and bring it to my tax person. Well, I told them I didn't remember a PIN, so they reset it. And then when I tried to log on 24 hours later, it still said the invalid login. But if you could just reset it to the 1894, I guess I'll just try that in 24.
I don't have access to reset it. That's why I'm trying to ask somebody. How can I assist you so it can work? I think I heard today was giving people problems on that, on the website.
Of course. When I need to use it.
Right, because it says log in with your it is not necessary for you to do it by the PIN number. Somebody told me. So you can do the other option, which is log in with your birthday and your zip code.
A birthday and zip code.
It's right there in front of your screen if you are on that website. So it says you can either log in with personal identification or you can log in with your birthday plus zip code.
Okay. And can you see on my screen, does it show my zip code is 36619?
Can I say what again?
Can you see what it shows my zip code is?
No, I can't see that information. I just had went on the website.
I didn't know if it was still my parents' house or if it was my house now. But I guess I'll just try those to see if that will do. Okay, honey, I will do that. Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Conversation Call Center. You take care.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.